We'll be back in 5 short minutes. Y'all come back with us. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Another insider attack in Afghanistan leaves 7 Americans wounded.
Pentagon officials say that an Afghan soldier shot and wounded 7 U.S. soldiers at the Camp Shaheen military base in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif. An Afghan soldier was killed and another wounded. The shooter was also killed.
Fox's John Huddy. Meanwhile, the search continues for 7 U.S. sailors who've been missing since their destroyer collided with a cargo ship near Japan.
USS Fitzgerald is back in port, but officials are fearing the worst, that some of those missing 7 sailors were trapped in some of the compartments that flooded and unable to escape after a 700-foot cargo ship, which according to Marines tracking software was heading into port, turned around for some unknown reason before colliding with the U.S. Navy warship's right side, flooding 2 berthing compartments where dozens of sailors were sleeping at 2:30 a.m. local time Saturday.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News, we report, you decide.
There, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Are you currently paying rent? Why? When you could be investing in your own home. I've got some news just for you. Alabama Home Mortgage is now offering a program that will allow you to purchase your home with only 1% down. You heard me right, 1%. Don't waste your money on rent when you can afford to buy. 1 month's rent could get you into your dream home today. You don't have 1%? Small changes can result in big savings quickly. Skip the coffee and you can buy a house. Did you know that just 1 year worth of lattes could get you that 1% you need to get in your dream home? Alabama Home Mortgage can get you pre-approved, closed, and moved into your new home with only 1% down. Sounds like magic, right? Well, pick up the phone and let us wave our magic wand as we turn renters into homeowners. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much home you can afford. NMLS 372370. 74, equal housing lender.
Live like a pro at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, a 2017 GMC Sierra 1500 four-wheel drive crew cab SLT. MSRP $55,625. Now Sonic priced at $44,991. Save thousands at GMC. We are professional grade. Stock number HD435001. All incentives assigned to dealer. Tax time on dealer fees extra. Must mention offer and take delivery by 6/30/17 with approved credit. See dealer for details. Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, 833 Eastern Boulevard. See the entire inventory online at ClassicGMCBuick.com. A premier Sonic automotive dealership. Like them on Facebook.
Let's head to the beach tonight. Anytime is beach time at Jan's Beach House. Jan's is open 6 days a week with a meet and three special, or try them after a long work day. It's a friendly family atmosphere, great music, and fabulous food.
Hey, y'all, it's Jan here. People ask me all the time why I name my restaurant Jan's Beach House Grill. Well, the answer's pretty simple. I love the beach. It is truly my happy place. And yes, I know the closest beach is several hours away, but that didn't stop me from decorating the restaurant like a fun and cozy place on the coast, complete with great live music and mouth-watering seafood. I'm a Montgomery girl who didn't want to leave Montgomery, but wanted to have a restaurant that brought the beach to y'all. So come on in with your casual attire and your laid-back attitude, just like you were on vacation, and you'll fit right in. Lots of folks call us the Cheers of Montgomery, and you'll see why. Our motto is fabulous food and friendly folks. So gather up your friends and family and come see us at the Beach House soon.
Jan's Beach House Grill, Eastern Boulevard, just down from Sam's Club. Like them on Facebook, Jan's Beach House Grill.
Adams Drugs, with 12 convenient locations, has been making a difference here in the River Region for over 54 years. We take pride in serving the community, from sponsoring your child's baseball or softball team to supporting charitable organizations that make a difference right here in the River Region. Adams Drugs is now partnering with 2 outstanding organizations, the Parkinson's Association of Central Alabama and Montgomery Area Council on Aging. During May and June, Adams Drugs will donate a portion of its proceeds from every prescription filled at any of our locations to these worthwhile organizations. These dollars will help a senior get a hot meal each day through Meals on Wheels, and also fund the research to find the cure for one of the most debilitating diseases, Parkinson's disease. Come in and get your prescriptions filled at Adams Drugs, and you too could make a difference in the lives of your neighbors here in the community. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Adams Drugs, at the intersection of prompt and personal.
Struggling to pay your mortgage? You may qualify for Hardest Hit Alabama, a federally funded foreclosure prevention program that has helped thousands of Alabamians. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Oh, man.
What's going on, Mr. Employee of the Month?
Oh, nothing, Dave. It's just a paper jam.
Paper jam? Hey, guys, time for a paper jam!
I shouldn't have said anything.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more employees of the month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No surprises here. The risk for scattered evening thunderstorms will continue for a while. The storms will thin out after dark. Overnight low temperature 72. For tomorrow, Father's Day, partial sunshine. Should be a hot day with a high temperature 90 to 92. Scattered showers and thunderstorms again. Most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town will see one. Low tomorrow night around 72. Then on Monday, a 40% chance of more storms, high near 90. Download our new weather app. It has hourly forecasts and 10-day forecasts. Plus the latest radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. We have Daniel on the phone. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Terry. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. I was listening to you the top of the hour, like Fox thing.
Yeah.
And how that cargo ship ran into that destroyer.
Yeah.
Did that not seem a little weird to you? Why was that destroyer so close to that cargo ship?
It doesn't make sense, does it?
I'm like baffled. I mean, what was it, like 2 feet away from it or something?
Yeah,
and the thing just changed course all of a sudden, and they didn't realize it?
I know. I mean, who's at the helm here? It doesn't make sense, does it?
If you ever see ships coming in, they're a good 100 yards away.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, normally they'll have radar as well as somebody up on the timer with this pair of binoculars, at least two people.
Something.
So they're going to see this thing when it's a half a mile or longer away. So, yeah, that doesn't make a bit of sense.
But what they said was, it all of a sudden made a turn. And then all of a sudden, there's like seven sailors like either dead or missing.
Yeah, something's not right there. We're not getting the whole story.
Because there's no way a destroyer is guiding a cargo ship and is, 5 feet away.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, you got seven sailors missing.
The whole thing just sounds crazy because I heard it, I think it was yesterday or this morning or something when I first heard it.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the cargo ship's track, it looks like a deliberate attack. Because this course doesn't make sense at all.
Well, I mean, even still, a destroyer crew should know.
Yeah, they should be able to avoid it.
You should be far enough away to avoid it.
Yeah, exactly.
A cargo ship is not as maneuverable as a destroyer.
Exactly. Not near as fast. It doesn't cut. Yeah, you're right.
Because my brother-in-law is on a destroyer.
Gotcha.
He works he's a Norfolk.
Gotcha. Yeah, the USS Fitzgerald. Yeah, it's, it got it good, too. Wow, looking at images of it right now, it's terrible.
And that's crazy. It don't make any sense.
It makes you wonder, what was on that cargo ship? Who was in charge? What's its port of origin?
That's what I'm thinking. What is on that cargo ship?
Yeah.
That destroyer was having to protect to have to be that close to it.
Mm-hmm. 21,000-ton cargo ship. Wow. ACX Crystal. Yeah, I'd love to know what was on it.
Yeah. I need to talk to my brother-in-law.
Yeah, you do. Let me know what he says.
Because he guides a destroyer out of Norfolk.
And he should know that there is no way. I mean, how in the world did that happen? Somebody wasn't paying attention or something.
It wouldn't even matter. Because that ship, a destroyer, the new ones now are more maneuverable than anything pretty much that we've got.
Yeah.
You know the new. You've seen the new one.
Oh yeah.
Wow. And a cargo ship that big? Mm-hmm. No, something ain't right about that.
Wow. Let's see. Yeah, there are watches on deck, signal bridge with big eyes, starboard, forward, port forward, and astern. The ocean is vast. There's no freaking way you could run into a ship unless you were trying to. I couldn't agree
more.
Thank you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something needs to definitely be done about that.
You got that right. Something ain't right.
Well, all right, buddy. Keep up a good show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. See all right, bye.
I wanted the story that I was reading when Crawdad called about medicines and stuff, depression. There are some other substances that you can take. Let me see if I can find it. Sorry about this. Well, that's a different one. Actually, I have two different stories on depression. Isn't that cool? Isn't that fun? Can't wait for that, huh? Well, let me get into something else here. There's a site that I love to go to a lot, and she does a really good site. And, of course, right now I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But there is a video. It's entitled Mysterious Invisible Entities. This video, according to researchers, they use a telescope with, instead of a convex lens, they use a concave lens. And they claim that they can see entities outside of our planet, basically above the troposphere, it's space up there. Interesting stuff, because I'm seeing stuff just by taking pictures with my smartphone, loading it into Windows Live Windows Live Photo Gallery, and then playing around, jacking up the contrast and jacking up the light, and then changing it to sepia. If you use color, you can't see anything. You got to change it to black and white or sepia. You start playing around with the shading and everything, things begin to form, and it's pretty freaky. Speaking of freaky, and I debated whether I should even talk about this or not, but I put a video on my YouTube channel that you need to see. It's called The Cedar Tree. Nate and I had a discussion over this via text messages earlier today. Excuse me. Take a look at this video and tell me if you see what I purport to see. Because I believe, and I think Nate concurs, that these are some kind of extra-dimensional entities. I'm shooting with digital night vision in my smartphone, and you can see them. You can't make out every little detail, but you can see eyes and the form and the shape that are coming out of the plants. But as crazy as that sounds, and hey, guilty as charged, if you want to think I'm crazy, that's fine. But just take a look at the video. Go to Terracers, TerraCers, it's YouTube. It'll come up and say I've dedicated this site to those suffering with Morgellons, something like that. But I've got 200-something videos. The latest one is The Cedar Tree. Just go do me a favor and just go take a look at that. And if you see what I purport to see, call me and tell me, 272-9228. I just need to know if you see it. 272-9228. I have to tell you up front, I've gotten 3 or 4 messages from people. One lady wrote me and said, I cried when I saw this video because finally somebody else sees what I see. And I love that. That makes me happy. But all right, break time once again. This is Clear in the Air. And while I have an opportunity, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for letting this crazy guy rant in your radio world for 3 hours every Saturday night. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Guys, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Y'all come back with us.
Considering selling some land, or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, An Alabama home mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama home mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
For the largest selection in the River Region, come see us here at Riverside Chevrolet. We now have the largest selection of Silverados, 1500s, 2500s, 3500s, and commercial vans.
With our large selection of Silverados, you can't beat our prices.
With our large selection of midsize SUVs, we have prices that can't be beat.
And don't forget, we have the largest selection and best prices for all your commercial needs.
With Chevy, it's Riverside.
Need a job? Visit one of the 49 career centers across Alabama for help with your resume, interview practice, or even train for a job. Find your local career center at joblink.alabama.gov. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the ABA, and this station.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune in to Health and Wealth. Weekdays at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Did anybody happen to catch Carl Schmidt's show today? In that show, he had a guy on there were talking about Lyme disease, which I have. He believes, as I believe, that Lyme disease is man-made, made in a laboratory, because it has this unique feature of cloaking itself. When you try to attack it, it hides. You can take antibiotics for 9 months and think everything's fine, no symptoms, quit taking them, it comes back out. It's amazing. But Dr. Schmidt, I think it was him, it might have been the other guy, I'm not sure, talked about looking at a sample of blood under, I think it was an electron microscope, and seeing this thing uncoil and stand up out of the drop of blood. That's what I'm seeing. It's the same thing. This is the Morgellons entity, whatever you want to call it. There's some kind of nanotechnology that's hybridized, some kind of little insect thing, whatever these things are. This is where the red wine spit test comes in. Take a mouthful of red wine or mouthful of red grape juice, swish it around, spit it out after about a minute, and look at these things that come out of you. It's believed that we're all infected with this. I believe that. I know I am, but anyway. I found the story I was talking about, the chemical imbalance theory. We were talking about they always prescribe all these chemicals because they believe depression is some kind of chemical imbalance in your body. Well, research into the use of psychedelic drugs, ecstasy, ketamine, LSD, and psilocybin, which is, of course, from mushrooms, and the use of shamanic plant medicines, ayahuasca or something, never heard of that, and iboga, takes us even further into dispelling the myth of the chemical imbalance theory. Patients, as well as many ordinary people who have experienced these substances, that would be me, commonly report dramatic breakthroughs in their mental health with even low doses. And it's funny because there's a show on, I think it's HBO, it's been on this past month, about creating Cary Grant. Cary Grant went through a series of LSD, went to a psychiatrist, and they administered LSD, and they played music, and he kind of flashed back in his mind and went through what made him be the way he was. Fascinating story if you get a chance to watch it, but it's amazing what these drugs do. And of course they get a bad rap because people abuse them and all this stuff, but they have their place. The commonality in these substances is that they have a distinct psychoactive element, drastically altering ordinary consciousness. Ayahuasca, the one I couldn't pronounce, for example, is gaining in renown for its ability to treat depression by inducing a deeply meaningful and personal spiritual experience that offers insight into one's behavior and past experiences, helping them to develop a more healthy relationship with themselves. A 2016 review of observational studies of regular users found reductions in independence and substance use, A preliminary 2015 study for depression treatment found 82% reduction in depression scores, and another 2016 review found that short-term use was associated with, quote, improved planning and inhibitory control with potential antidepressive and anti-addiction applications. The African plant medicine Iboga works in a very similar manner and can reprogram self-defeating and self-destructive patterns of thought in a single shamanic ceremony by sending the patient on an intense personal journey of introspection and connection to the higher dimensions of themselves, even allowing them to communicate personally with their own soul. I know you could do that. These substances work by affecting other components of the multidimensional human being. And as these concepts fall far outside the purview of the scientific method, they are easily dismissed by the type of empirically minded scientists involved in projects like creating the DSM-5. Nevertheless, the psychedelic experience mentioned here can be highly effective, offering compelling evidence that depression is, at least for some, a spiritual condition. And as such, the chemical imbalance theory is incomplete. I couldn't agree more. This goes back to the pharmaceutical companies having way too much power. They had pretty much carte blanche. I was surfing the net, and I ran across somebody, you know, Crowdad probably has heard of this person. I'd never heard of her. A Bulgarian-born prophetess called Baba Vanga. She died in 1996 at age 85. She had a purported 85% success rate in foreseeing the future. Of the hundreds of predictions that Vanga made, a large number were about natural and climate change-related disasters. She warned of melting polar ice caps and rising sea temperatures back in the 1950s. Her followers believe her vivid descriptions of a, quote, huge wave that would descend on a big coast covering people and towns and causing everything to disappear underwater. They believe that was a reference to the 2004 tsunami and earthquake, which claimed hundreds of thousands of lives across the Pacific Rim. Let me offer an alternative to that. There's a lot of work that's been done on our money and the images that's been put on our Federal Reserve notes, and one shows, it looks like, Hoover Dam busting open. Maybe she saw something that hasn't yet happened. That's just my opinion. Anyway, but it is Vanga's preoccupation with a, quote, great Muslim war that has sent believers, conspiracy theorists, and Islamophobics into a doomsday frenzy in recent months as the world struggles to contain the escalating threat from the Islamic State and its affiliates. The chilling prophecies warn of a 2016 invasion of Europe by Muslim extremists, a conflict she predicted would begin with the Arab Spring in 2010, play out in Syria, where Muslims would use chemical warfare against Europeans and culminate in the establishment of a caliphate by 2043 with Rome at its epicenter. According to Vanga, Europe as we know it will cease to exist by the end of next year following the systemic elimination of entire populations, leaving the continent almost empty and a wasteland almost entirely devoid of any form of life. That's scary. If she's at hitting 85%, that's not bad. That's not bad at all, but that's scary stuff. Really, really is. Let's see. We covered Obama. We covered Judicial Watch. Fake medicines. While we're on medicines, 10 monumentally false claims made about conventional medicine. This is from Waking Times, and I love Waking Times. One thing, let me say up front, just remember that the new latest and greatest prescription drug that your doctor prescribes you now will be the same one that you will see on TV next year in a seemingly endless array of commercials which begin with, if you've ever taken the prescription drug, insert that drug name here. Happens every time. There's the paid-off mainstream media to repetitively spread the related lies, deception, and cover-ups because money's stronger than truth, folks. The healthcare system is a dismal failure because of these greed-driven corporations, governments, and related crooked institutions. Indeed, they do not have our best interests at heart and are capable of doing far more harm than good. In light of this, here are 10 monumentally false claims made by conventional medicine. False claim number one, the symptoms are the cause of the illness. No, the symptoms are indicators, are the knock-on effects of some underlying root cause. Treat the symptoms and not address the root cause, then the illness will forever return. More and more people are becoming aware that this is how conventional medicines, big pharma, drug treatment works and why it's failing us, while they make tons of money on returning customers who will never be cured. It's very, very true. False claim number two, EMFs, electromagnetic fields, don't cause harm. The harmful effects of invisible EMFs are only perceived when ill health manifests as a consequence of usage. Used in conjunction with various wireless applications, cell phones, laptops, tablets, then there are the smart meters, microwave ovens, and other radiation sources. These EMF sources interfere with our own natural bioelectromagnetic energy fields, because we are electric, folks. Who we got?
Chuck.
Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Terry. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I do very well, thank you.
Good.
The caller you had, I had another call. I don't know how many calls ago it was.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about the pain medicine and all, and he didn't like to take it now.
Right.
Let me give you a true life thing I saw.
Right.
I got sick May the 10th last year.
Okay.
All right. A very, very good friend of mine got sick about 2 months later.
Okay.
And he and I were talking, and he went to the doctor, and they sent him to another doctor, and anyway, make a long story short, the fifth stem on his brain was malignant. It had cancer.
Okay. That's nice.
And that affected the roof of his mouth, his teeth, on up to his eyes and all. And that's all that stem affected.
Okay.
But anyway, with that being said, there was nothing that they could do. No surgery, no radiation. I was lucky. All they did was replace my lower jaw.
Okay.
And 33 days of radiation. I didn't have chemo. But anyway, there was none of that worked for him.
Okay.
I said, there ain't nothing he can do. So, he could not eat.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, anything that touched the roof of his mouth or his teeth in the beginning, you know, just killed him.
Sure.
So, anyway, later on, his eyes, he could see fine. But his eyelids failed to function. They closed. Only way he could see was he would have to hold his eyelids up.
Yeah. So what did he do?
His nephew, one of his nephews, came to see him one day and said, Uncle John, let's try something. And he's a young kid. He rolled a joint of pot, marijuana.
They call them joints, huh? Okay.
John smoked it.
Yeah.
And he called me, I don't know, about 2 hours later. Told me he had eaten some soup. He had eaten 2 Twinkies. And a ham sandwich. And I said, what? And he said, yeah. And he told me what happened.
That's amazing.
Well, Brian brought him a cigar box of, he rolled the joints for him and all.
Right.
Brought John a cigar box up.
Full of marijuana.
Of marijuana. John smoked a little bit of it, and he'd eat, It just was amazing.
That's cool.
But now it didn't do anything for his eyes. He still had to hold his eyelids up.
Yeah.
But anyway, he died 17 weeks ago yesterday.
Mm. Sorry, man.
And he lived about a year and 7 months. No, I'm sorry. He lived a year and 2 months. And they gave him, like 3 months at best.
Wow. I've heard amazing things about THC, hemp oil, marijuana.
Well, I'm not condoning it now, and I'm not saying.
But hey,
you know,
push comes to shove, and you ain't got no other choice. I mean, try it. What you got to lose?
Well, I used to smoke double out of it back when I was a young one, but I smoked enough to fill up your showroom. But
I understand.
You know that. All that changes.
I understand. Well, Chuck,
thank you. But anyway, there's something you can think about. And,
there you go.
You know.
Thanks, man.
Have a good evening.
Take care. All right, guys. Late Bye. For a break. Got to go. This is Clear and There. I'm your host, Terry Adams. Be back in 5 minutes.
Did you know that Alabama law requires all dogs, cats, and ferrets to be currently vaccinated against rabies? This is State Health Officer Dr. Tom Miller. Vaccination of domestic dogs, cats, and ferrets not only protects the animals against rabies, but it also minimizes human risk by reducing rabies in domesticated animals. Protect yourself and your family by getting your pets vaccinated today.
This message brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and this station.
Uh-oh. Time for Capital City Body Works. We fix wrecked cars, paint and bodywork, even upholstery and auto glass. From your first call to the final repair, we promise to make it easy. Tommy Paul will treat you like family, helping with all the paperwork and insurance companies. We even offer free pickup and delivery. Come to Capital City Body Works on East Dale Road off Atlanta Highway for repairs so flawless, only you and your body shop will know. Call 271-AUTO. Online at CapitalCityBodyWorks.com.
Over 40 years of Z-Heritage brings thoughtful design. A twist at the throttle unleashes raw power and refined performance. Designed to defy. The Z125 Pro challenges what a lightweight motorcycle can be. New additions to the Z family include the compact middleweight Z650 and the rider-focused Z900 Super Naked Sport Bikes. Unmistakable Z styling featuring sharp, minimalist bodywork speaks to the aggressive attitudes of Z motorcycles. Experience the thrill of Z for yourself.
Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard in Montgomery. Call 1-866-54-ADAMS.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal-oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No surprises here. The risk for scattered evening thunderstorms will continue for a while. The storms will thin out after dark. Overnight low temperature 72. For tomorrow, Father's Day, partial sunshine. Should be a hot day with a high temperature 90 to 92. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, again, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town will see one. Low tomorrow night around 72. Then on Monday, a 40% chance of more storms, high near 90. Download our new weather app. It has hourly forecasts and 10-day forecasts, plus the latest radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm going over the 10 monumentally false claims made by conventional medicine. We've done number one, the symptoms are the cause of the illness. We know better than that. False claim number two, EMFs, electromagnetic fields, wireless stuff, don't cause harm. That's a flat out lie. We know it changes our DNA. False claim number three, only conventional medicine can effectively treat the life-threatening illnesses such as cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. As already mentioned with medical schools, when it comes to the treatment of disease, anything outside of conventional medicine's mechanistic, pharmaceutical, drug-based approach is basically ignored. That's an absolute fact. Very little or not enough time, if any time at all, is devoted to the highly effective roles played by the mind-body-spirit connection, nutrition, water, and the environment in health and healing. In relationship to health and healing, how can anyone not give these factors serious attention when they address the very fabric of our being? Well, that would be because the medical field, they don't believe in a soul. If they can't see it, feel it, touch it, play with it, it's not real to them. They don't get it. This willful ignorance has made conventional medicine blind to the facts that there are cheaper, non-toxic, natural, just like the caller Chuck just mentioned, alternative approaches that have produced highly effective results through addressing the above factors and are capable of curing life-threatening disease, just like the wildwood berry they found in Australia. False claim number four, diet nutrition does not play a major role in the prevention slash reversal of cancer. Using cancer as an example and the role nutrition plays in the prevention reversal of the life-threatening illnesses, we know better than that. That's absolutely false. Conventional medicine's wing, the cancer research establishment, has basically ignored the life-saving healing capabilities of diet nutrition. Take, for example, the acid and alkaline diets. It has been established that the body's blood pH lies somewhere between 7.3 and 7.45. If your blood pH is outside this range, then you would be dead. If someone eats toxic, acidic foods, basically junk food, frequently and long-term, lowering the blood's pH, then this could lead to a very serious illness such as cancer. The healthier option is to eat more alkaline foods, like pineapple juice, greens like broccoli, spinach, watercress, and the anti-cancer B17-rich foods like apricots or almonds, because they alkalize the body. They give rise to a higher blood pH. Further, conventional medicine has invalidated, suppressed, or even ridiculed a number of brilliant and humane innovators with their cancer cures related to diet and nutrition. There are, for example, the highly effective Gerson therapy pioneered by Max Gerson, Harry Hoxley's herbal remedies, and Dr. Tullio Simoncini's Cancer is a Fungus, curing it by using sodium bicarbonate injections, baking soda. All these innovations deal with a metabolic dietary deficiency related to a frequent and long-term bad acid diet. False claim number five, mammograms are saving lives. That is not true. All the cancer establishment can say for sure is that mammograms detect cancer. For breast cancer, the early detection claim is a myth because at this stage it cannot be known whether the cancer will turn out to be benign or harmful. Although there is no proof, the cancer establishment is more likely to say that the cancer will be harmful because there's a lot of money to be made by offering treatment. erroneously concluding test positive results regularly occurs?
LaRonda.
Hey, LaRonda?
Yes.
You were on the air. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
My sister and I were just listening to the show, and we were interested in looking up the cedar tree that you were speaking about.
Yes.
And I was driving in the car, and so I wanted to get the website that you had given out.
Okay. It's my YouTube channel, and you can get there by Googling Terracers, TerraCers, basically racer with TER in front of it. Terracers Terra? YouTube, TerraCer.
Okay.
That's been my AOL thing since 93. Do Terracers YouTube, and it should be the first one that comes up.
Okay, and it's called the cedar tree.
Yeah, it's the last video. It should be the first one that comes up. It's the last one I posted. Just take a look at it, and if you see anything, if you see what I see, call me back.
Okay, we will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Cool. Somebody's actually going to do that. I love it. I love it, because the only way I know to say this is there's something going on. I was texting Max, Nate and I were talking about this earlier. Something's going on. I don't know what it is. Something strange. For example, was it yesterday that Gracie did the... Yeah. My dog, the big galoot, Gracie, she's only allowed in the den in the Florida room. Of course, she has the whole backyard and the pool to her to, you know, do whatever she wants. She's acting very strange. She won't go past the threshold into the Florida room, and she went all the way to the back of the house. Second time she's done it. But something has scared her so bad, she won't go through the threshold into the Florida room. We don't know what's going on. That dog loves to eat. She lives to eat. I could put a bowl of food in the Florida room. She will not go over that threshold. She keeps looking. And there's been many mornings when early in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock, I'm sitting there in the den on my computer, and her hackles will come up, and she sees something, and she's going nuts barking, and I see nothing. So I don't know what's going on. Something has scared her really badly, and I don't know what it is, but I just got this weird feeling with the images that I take. Well, let me just tell you what I think is going on, because this is going to sound crazy, and I'm used to that. You know, 84 will tell you that I'm crazy, and I'm fine with that, if that's what you want to think. Using digital night vision, I think somehow I'm peeking into another dimension, as crazy as that sounds. I'm the only one I know of doing this that's using a smartphone, digital night vision. I'm getting images of things in the plants that don't belong there. Things that have a form with a shape, has a head with eyes, the whole nine yards. I mean, there they are. That's what the cedar tree is about. It's a series of images over the past 5 or 6 years that I've taken early in the morning. The best times to do this are at daybreak and at twilight. There they are. I don't know what to say. I don't know what they are. I guess I should say I'm not saying that these are demons or these are entities. I'm saying that I'm seeing something tangible. Something's there. I don't know what that something is. It could be holographic. It could be part of the smart dust. It could be the part of the deception the Bible talks about. I don't know, but there's something there. With that said, it's break time once again. So you're listening, if you've just tuned in, the crazy guy talking is Terry Adams. This is News Talk 93.1 WACV, the Blue Water Broadcasting, a small little independent company that allows me to get on here and tell you about these things that other stations would not let me. Well, I'm just guessing here. It's not that I went to other stations. I wouldn't do that. But 272-9228. We'll be back in 3 short minutes.
Every Guardian loan begins with a story.
Remember when we had our third kid and Guardian Credit Union financed our minivan?
You know, that was the same year they helped us get a bigger house. I so love my walk-in closets.
You mean our walk-in closet.
And now, our youngest is getting married and is planning a wedding.
Thank goodness for that home equity line of credit.
Guardian has always been there for us.
They're more than just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian.
Equal housing opportunity, NMLS 912757.
Mother's Day and Memorial Day have passed. It's time to share your love with Dad this year. Give yourself and your father the best salon experience in the River Region from William Mason Salon, the only Aveda Concept Salon in Prattville since 2008. Yes, men are welcome at William Mason Salon. Stop in, relax, and put your hair in the hands of one of their talented professionals. An upscale salon, spa, the finest products, and a place that is your kind of place without the upscale price. William Mason takes pride in the advanced education of their stylists, manicurists, and massage therapists, and the personal relationships they have with their clients. Pamper yourself at home with Aveda Lifestyle products from William Mason Salon. The full line of Aveda products are boxed and ready for gift giving. Gift certificates are also available. William Mason Salon, an Aveda concept salon in the Prattville Town Center. Call 285-7200 for an appointment or visit on the web at williammasonsalon.net.
Do you need a job? Are you stuck in a job you don't really like? Do you want to make more money? If you answered yes to any of these questions, your local Alabama Career Center can help you. Call or visit your local Career Center today, where professionals will help you with your resume, let you practice interviewing, and give you the opportunity to train for a job. All of these services are available at no cost to you. Visit us today, www.joblink.alabama.gov. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams. Little Short Mean Woman is our producer tonight. All righty, let's see. A recent Swedish study involving some 60,000 women found, it was found that 70% of the cancer detected mammographically were not tumors as claimed. They were, in fact, benign. So they're lying about the results because they want to get your money. You know, it's one thing that I've always heard, and I have to tell you that the longer I live, the more I see it, the more it's true. Money. Everything is about money. Follow the money. It's all about money. All you need is money. Or maybe that was all you need is love. But you know what I'm saying. Who's on the phone?
Barry.
Hey, Barry.
Hey, Terry.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. What's up?
I heard that show this morning you were talking about on the radio about the Lyme disease. It was pretty interesting. You know, I had seen, I read something somewhere, you know, where they had actually supposedly developed that, you know, right after World War II,
mm-hmm.
off on an island off the coast of New Jersey.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And, of course, they had some of the Nazi scientists with them, you know, to help develop it back then.
They were pretty good at that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't surprise me. It's scary, man. So did it get out, or did they release it intentionally?
Well, that part, you know, they didn't really know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that guy on, one of them guys on the radio this morning said that there was 40% of the people in the Northeast that were tested positive for Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm. That's scary, isn't it?
That's a lot of people.
I know. This is some bad stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Bad stuff. I'm dealing with it, and I know it's bad. It's terrible. The brain fog.
You think of 40% of the East, you know, the Northeast?
That's a lot of people, Barry. That is a lot of folks.
That just about had to have been deliberate in it.
Yeah. It's scary to think about, but yeah, I mean, when you look at what their end goal is, that makes sense that they would do something like that. It's horrible, but, you know. It wouldn't surprise me. These people are evil.
Lucifer. And on that shooter, you reckon he was could have been a Manchurian candidate or just...
That's what I'm thinking.
Wacko.
Well, that's a good question, and I don't know. His background, being a Bernie supporter and all that, that really doesn't tell us a whole lot. I mean, I don't know. I wish somebody that we could trust could look into it, that could have access to this stuff, because I don't believe anything they tell us. I'm not going to believe. So yeah. I don't know, man. The cat had all those names. I guess those were his victims that he was going to kill. You know, when Dan and them were talking about it, and Barron was talking about it, it was like the left, the way the left is using the media, it's like it's telling these people subliminally
what to do,
that we, you know, this is terrible. And to them, they're doing the right thing because they're getting rid of what they perceive as a threat to democracy when it's exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. You know, they're destroying what chance we have of draining the swamp and getting our country back, and they're destroying it. He could be MK Ultra. He could, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. The cat had a SKS and a 9mm.
But it's, you know, it's like the bizarro world.
Well, and the Bible talks about, and towards the end times, you know, right will be wrong, wrong will be right. You know, everything will be upside down and turned around. That's kind of where we are.
Scary. Yeah, like Bill Murray said, you know, dogs and cats sleeping together.
Mass hysteria. Dogs and cats living together. Yeah. Yeah, I love that movie. That's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I like Bill Murray. Well, I liked him when he was on Saturday Night Live. Some of his movies were good.
Yeah. I'm a little out there.
I'm more of an Aykroyd guy. Now, he's an interesting guy. When him and his wife came through Montgomery several years ago in their Mercedes, they had a problem. So they went to Jack Ingram, and they were there, and a lot of people talked to him. My cousin actually was a tech, I think, at the time there. He spent some time talking to him, and Aykroyd's, he's kind of into the whole UFO thing. He's into the alien thing. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
And, of course, Donna Dixon's
Conehead
beautiful.
Part might have been, you know, a little more than...
Yeah, exactly. He might have been acting out something a little more than we know, you know, but, yeah. Yeah, interesting guy and very, very intelligent.
Yeah, I like him and Aykroyd both. I never cared so much for Chevy Chase.
Oh, you mean Belushi?
No, Chevy Chase.
Oh, yeah, but you said I like him and Aykroyd both. We were talking about Aykroyd.
Oh, I meant
Belushi.
Bill Murray.
Oh, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
I like Bill Murray, too. Yeah, yeah. I liked Belushi. Chevy Chase, they said, and Greg has told me this many times, that he was just really standoffish, like really arrogant. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one time back in Russell, they brought in a bunch of people at a 4th of July bash or something. And one of them was Leslie Nielsen.
I hear he's a nice guy.
Now, he was a nut. I mean, he acted up with everybody.
But, I can see that.
Oh, there, and I was trying to think of the guy. They had the song, The Streak.
What was the name of the song?
You know, The Streak. They call him The Streak. You know, had a little funny song about people running.
Oh, yeah. Ray Stevens.
Ray Stevens. Yeah, he was a jerk.
Really?
Yeah, he ain't like, he was too good to talk to anybody.
Oh, I hate that, man. I hate people that are arrogant.
Because
if it weren't for people like us buying their records, they wouldn't have an opportunity to be arrogant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Leslie Nielsen was just, you know, he was just a clown with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. He looks like he would be just a clown. Nice guy.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
All right. I know there's a lot of stuff going on.
Too much stuff
going on. Be careful.
Be careful.
We pray for you and hope, you know, everything.
Man, let me tell you, I have a lot of people say things like that to me. I'll be honest with you. I know where I'm going, and if I get there earlier than I'm anticipating, I'm fine with that. I really don't care. I have no fear of it, you know. I've always said I don't mind dying. I just don't want to be killed. But I don't know. Whatever happens, happens. As long as I keep trying to do the right thing, I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right. It's like that old guy on the battlefield, you know, where they're shooting at him. The guy said, you know, you better get down. You know, that one of the bullets got your name on it. He said, no, I ain't got my name. I'm another one that's got my name on it. You know, I can't do that about it. I'm just worried about the one address to whom it may concern.
I never heard that. That's great. That's funny. Yeah, to whom it may concern. I love that. Oh, that's a good one, man. Well, take care of yourself, my friend.
I will, and I'll keep on listening.
Thank you. I'll see you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's always been like the ultimate dream of a sniper rifle that is programmable and never misses your shot. Well, it exists now. So being a marksman, expert marksman, is a question of skill and patience. You need to have a complete understanding of how your weapon works and what are the variables that can affect your shot. However, with the advancements in technology, the need for an expert marksman is diminishing. We have the technology to ascertain the factors and take a shot while ensuring that it will always be a direct hit. Yes, we're talking about precision-guided firearms. What you're looking at is one of the most feared sniper rifles thanks to what it's capable of doing. This thing has been manufactured by a company in Austin, Texas called Tracking Point. It has initiated a paradigm shift in how weapons are made and what they're capable of. You simply follow the steps outlined on the mounted LCD screen and you will never miss a shot. Who we got?
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys. Listen, I agree with you on quite a few things, but this cancer thing, why would Joe Biden, who's probably on the, you know, a few years ago, his son died of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he let his son die if there is a cure for it out there?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Is it possible that some cancers just, they do not have a cure for it, but some they do?
Yes, it's possible. It's also the possible of how far it's metastasized. You know, how much is it? If it's spread in your body, then there's not a whole lot that can be done.
Right.
You know, it could be that it was too far gone. I don't know.
Well, I've been wondering about that, and I've been thinking, you know, for years like that there's a cure out there somewhere.
Me too.
But then when you think about Joe Biden's son, you think, well, wait a minute, come on.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. If anybody would know, you'd think he would know.
But money does cure a lot of things, because it hadn't been that long ago, AIDS was just a death warrant.
Yep.
And then as soon as Magic Johnson got it.
Ain't that the truth? Suddenly it's cured.
Quacko, hey, it ain't so bad.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah. So money does do a lot of good.
Yes, it does.
But it's scary. All right, man. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And your wife seems nice. I don't care how mean she is.
All right. Duly noted.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Yeah, she is a little short, mean woman, but you know, what can I say? Let's see. Doesn't it concern you that before long a person's individual, quote, skill will pertain to how well they can program a device or manipulate a touchscreen? This society seems to want to pretend to do things instead of actually doing things. And that's something I've said before on this show, and it becomes more and more true every day, and that is that we're getting to the point at this society where everything's virtual. And you know, the weird thing is, as they excavate and all these archaeologists are doing all these digs and stuff, we can't seem to find all the technology and all the stuff from the previous, you know, eons ago civilizations. Well, maybe they, just like we're headed, got to a point where they had mastered electronics and all that, and everything was virtual. There were no real tangible things.